You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Good Tunes, more like Toot Goons, and I'm Julia. So today, I decided to plan a show that consists entirely of Wolfpack because I love them. Yeah, Emma D is sitting here and she looks like she wants to kill me, but it's whatever. You don't have to listen, it's fine. Basically, I guess just a little background on them. So they're based off of the entire idea of just a standalone rhythm section. They do have people like come in to take vocal parts and things like that, but the main idea is just to be heavily focused on rhythm. Also, it features like my favorite bassist of all time, Joe Dart. So that makes me really happy. Up first, we have the intro to their first real album, Thrill of the Arts. So that song's Welcome to Wolf Records. And then after that, we have Baby I Don't Know OO, which is on their most recent release, Mr. Finish Line.
Can't get through to you. ticket home. Now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood.
Right, so again, that last song is Business Casual. No, that last song is Baby I Don't Know, featuring Charles Jones. But up next, we have Business Casual featuring Coco O. And after that, we have Captain Hook featuring Baby Theo, Bootsy Collins, and Mushy K. Don't know what up with their names. But these two tracks are both off of their most recent release, Mr. Finish Line. And I know Emma D is going to hate the second one. Just throwing that out there.
Mountain. Pimo Bump Bobble.
This is the story of Captain Hook, a young Swede that liked to cook up rhymes in the bathroom all alone, singing hooky hooky gibberish into his phone. There's no need to steal from Marvin Gaye.
No.
When the hottest hooks are public domain, cause if Foster Silver's got a misdemeanor, I'm made off with a felony, explicit or clean, or whatever you need to bleep in the mix. I still make hits that don't even rhyme, that aren't even in time.
So, I was right. Emma D did not like that song. She says it sounds like the children's juice box rap. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I feel like I agree, but also I just like it anyway. Like, did you hear that bass? Did you hear that bass, Emma D?
I did.
It was really good. Anyway, up next we have Wolfpack, which is one of their, like, interludes that they have on the album that's vocal-less. But still really good nonetheless. And after that is Animal Spirits, which is one of their more well-known songs from The Beautiful Game, which is like their second album.
Thank you.
All right, so that last song was Animal Spirits. Up next, we have Dean Town, which is just a fantastic full four minutes of just straight up Joe Dart. I love him. And then after that, we have Conscious Club. Again, both of these songs are from The Beautiful Game, which is their second album.
Thank you. club. Thank you. Thunder in Minneapolis, Sunday, Monday night. Corey Wong on guitar, Michael Bland, Sonny T. It's so funky and it's low volume. Come on, yeah.
All right, sorry about that. That last song was Corey Wong. Corey Wong is someone who's constantly like featured on the Wolfpack albums. He's done a lot of work with them. Up next, we have Running Away featuring Joey Dosik. He also works with them a lot. And then after that is David T. Walker and James Gadson are also on the track Running Away with Joey Dosik. And after that is 1612.
Oh, I got to believe it, baby. Frank Sinatra. 16, 12. That's close to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Ooh, star. 16, 12. That's close to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Star. A friend of mine. Whoa, ooh, 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 ooh. 16, 12. That's close to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Oh, star. I go 16, 16, 12. If it goes to my heart, 1, 6, 1, 2.
So up next, we have Marjorie, My First Car, which is from The Beautiful Game. And after that, we have Mr. Finish Line, one of my all-time faves that I play literally all the time, which is featuring Christine Hukal, who's featured on a lot of their other songs, and Theo Katzman. But Theo Katzman's also just the main vocalist for the group anyway. I don't know why it's listed as featuring. Anyway, so that's what's up.
Would you be my first car? Would you be?
Alright, so we're coming up on our last two songs of the show. Up first, we have Aunt Leslie, although they say Aunt Leslie. I don't know why I felt the need to point that out. That was stupid. Okay. And then after that is their most recognizable, and especially if you listen to my show, it's definitely the most recognizable. After that is Back Pocket. I play it, I don't know, I've played it at least like 8 times, which is bad, but I've done it. So whatever, it's fine. They're bops. Total bops.
and try to make it right. That's when Leon came into frame. Yeah. A shadow put the danger of your high stakes game. Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be it for the show today. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Good Tunes, More Like Tude Goons. I'm Julia. Thanks for listening to the straight hour of Wolfpack. Sorry. But yeah, tune in next week or don't, because you don't have to. I can't make you. All right. That's it. Yeah, when that fall-